Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Inside the Toy Box. This is a series where I will be exploring different types of toys that pique my interest or horniness or curiosity, I should say. And I will buy them and I will do a demonstration of how they are on my audios. Now, this would be episode 5. The previous one was the electrostimulation part 2. And that was because I wanted to continue on that e-stim journey that I was on, and I might pick up a couple of more toys later on down the line dealing with e-stim, but right now I'm going to give that a break. Side note, if you are on Siren listening to this and wondering why you don't see part 4 or the second part of the e-stim journey, is the possibility that due to quality issues, it might not get posted, which is understandable. If you do want to listen to the second part of the e-stim journey, you can find it on Lit Erotica, or you can find it on Reddit, on my personal subreddit, actually. And the link would be included, or at least on my profile. But if you want to do like a quick search, look up PRCIOUS1 on Lit. Or if you want to go to my subreddit, that would be... Okay, so my subreddit is r/precious, without the E, 1, the number 1, the number 4, u_eros, E-R-O-S, audios. And there you will find more scripted audios, but you will also still find all the complete Inside the Toy Box series. Okay, so got that out the way. Now, today's episode will feature the Lush 3. I actually do own the Lush 1, and I might have used it a couple of times. Now, the issue that I had with the Lush 1 is that when I close my thighs, when the sensations are too intense, I sometimes close my thighs and it was cutting off the connection, so it would stop. So I didn't quite like that, so I kind of put it off to the side. But then I saw that Lovence came out with the Lush 3. Now I'm going to read this off their site, and this is supposed to be new and approved, because, you know, obviously it's 3, it better be new and approved. And they have a magnetic charging port for more convenient charging experience, and I have used that and I actually do like it. I was a little bit skeptical about it because I was like, is it really going to stay connected in order to charge? But it did. I connected it to my laptop and just pretty much left it alone, and it was fine. The second part is the redesigned antenna and printed circuit board PCB to ensure even better connectivity, which is excellent. And then, of course, the fixed tail, which makes sure that the toy stays in place and provides more intense vibrations. So I think with how the tail is coming out, and it curves, it'll be curving my body. The ideal is for it not to cut off as I'm using it during this. So we shall see if that solves my little problem. Some more things about this. It has good battery life. It says up to 5 hours of continuous use. It is even more silent. The vibrations are much more powerful. I mean, even trying it on my hand, I found that the vibrations are pretty awesome. It also says something about the latest Bluetooth technology, and there is the range is pretty good. So it's a 360 degree standing range, up to 43 feet, and then up to 30 feet. So, and you also have sitting range as well, and obviously internet control. And if there's anybody in long distance relationships, we all know how important it is to keep in contact, with our loved one or ones. And sexually, what better way than to use this if they're away on business or what have you? They still have a way to still be intimate with you, which is, I think, awesome. Now, we also have the app. It does have an app, which is what I will be using today. The app has close range control, then it's long distance control, then it's unlimited patterns. You can sync it to music and the sound activated vibrations. So I like that, especially syncing to music and sound activated vibrations, for the simple fact that if I love music, so if I'm got a nice mix, grown up time, sexy time music, I can sync it to the music and I can just be coming and grooving. If you're into that, I'm into that. So I think that's good. Sound activated vibrations. That's one of those things where I could see how that could be used. Me personally, if I had a Dom, I could see how his sound could be used, his voice could be used for, control, masturbation. Either I can't come or he's making me come. Can you imagine it? He's telling you to come, and just the word come and the vibrator, it just goes off. Okay, hold on. I'm getting a little bit too. But anyway, right, yes, it could be used like that as well. So, moving on to the app. The app is compatible with iPhone, iPad Air, iPad Mini, iPad Touch, iOS 10.0 and later, Android 4.3 and later, with Bluetooth 4.0 enabled, and Mac with Bluetooth 4.0 enabled. And it does say Windows PC, but you will need 11th USB Bluetooth adapter to connect, and I believe they do sell that on their site. Now, enough talking. I'm really looking forward to trying this out. So, the app is up. And it lets you know that my toy is not currently connected. I'm about to turn it on. So the toy is turned on. And let me. Okay, so the toy is currently turned on. Now, to get to the click to go to my toys, to check to see if my Lustre is connecting. Now, the toy is on because I see the blinking red light. Now, it says connecting. And let me go back. Oh, do we have an issue? Do we have a technical issue here? I just have connecting. Interesting. Okay, I'm going to turn it back off. And then turn it back on. Then select reconnect now. And then it says connecting. Side note, if it says connecting and it keep disconnecting, you're not sure why it's not connecting, it does say make sure that your Bluetooth is enabled, which is what I'm doing right now. Okay, so it's enabled. I'm going to close this. And now we have a connection. I have full bar. My battery is pretty good to go. Now, if I recall correctly, this says I have 4.5 to 5 hours of continuous use. Okay. So, obviously, I'm not going to use this for 5 hours. I'm going to see how it's going to hold up for the duration of this audio. And then I will see if the battery is pretty good. All right, so my toy is fully connected. So now I'm going to back out of that. Now, my first thing I want to try is patterns. Now, if you're on their app, some people actually have pre-made patterns up there that you can try, and they list the popular ones, and then you can click recent, and then, you know, they have recent ones that people have uploaded, and you can try whichever one that you would like. Now, when I go to my patterns, I can create my own pattern. They have a pulse, a wave, fireworks, and earthquake. So those are the patterns that you can choose from. And I haven't created any patterns. I've had two of my listeners create some patterns for me, so I will be using that a little bit later on. What I wanted to do was just go through the I didn't even put it inside me yet. Hold on. Okay, let me insert this thing. Like, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm not quite ready to go. Okay, let me put my toy in. But yeah, I had two of my listeners to create Patterns for me. I have it in a playlist, and you actually have the option of doing that. You can either play the patterns by themselves, or they have an option where you can create your own playlist. And in this instance, I just combined their patterns into one and labeled it inside the toy box because that's what I'm going to be using their patterns for. Okay, now that I have that down, ooh, and it's not on. I just want to let you know that, but the way that I can feel it pressing against my G spot already, and it's not even on. Gosh. Maybe I should have put a towel down, because G spot. Oh, when I come from my G spot, it tends to get a bit messy, but I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, let's go back to those patterns. Okay, so close range. My patterns. So the first one is pulse. They have different speeds for it. So it's 0.25, 0.5. Mine's is currently at 0.5. Then you have 1, 2, and 4. And the pulse is just up, down, down. So, which is it, that actually feels good. And if I squeeze my muscles around it, yeah, that's, I like that. Let me expand. Okay, first, another thing I'm looking at is that they do have a pause so that you can stop play to start it back up. What's this button to go back? Okay, so the buttons on the left and the right lets you go forward to the next pattern. But I kind of I do. I want to mess around with the speeds a little bit. So now I'm going to go with 0.25. Where there's like, it's a little bit slow. Which I like that. Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's go to one where that's a little bit more faster. Two. That's obviously more faster. Okay, and four. So now we're gonna stop that because I feel like I'm about to come. Hold on first. So that is the pulse. All right. Next is the wave. And I'm going to start that out. At 0.25, it's almost like a constant vibration. It feels like a 0.5 kind of, ooh, it's like a down, 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 then steady, then it starts to go up, 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 and then it goes down. Okay. One. And I don't. It's really low. I actually really don't hurt too much. And two. Okay. Okay, that's two and four. And that's the wave. Whew, okay. Now, one thing I like about this is that I can easily rub my clit. So if I got the vibrations going, I want to do a little bit of something else. I can easily start stroking my clit, rubbing it a little bit, putting pressure on it. You know, the tail doesn't get in the way. You can easily kind of push that off to the side. Likewise, if you had a partner here with you, while they're controlling it, they can still, play with you. They still have your whole body at their disposal. They can even, hold on, I want to do something real quick. It is very possible to stick a finger inside alongside the toy. If you're okay with it, if their fingers are thick, it might stretch you a bit. I don't know if you like that. All right, let me go on to the next pattern, which is fireworks. Here we go. Starting out at 0.25. That's it's like a, ooh, that's a drop, and then it goes up, steady, up, steady, up, steady. Oh gosh, up, oh fuck, and then it goes up, but then it drops. Almost like fireworks. You know how it goes up, 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 and then boom, then it comes back down. That's what this feels like. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. But I can definitely see how you could use this particular one for edging because it'll build, 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 and then it abruptly stops. So that's good. Okay, let me up the speed. 0.5. Okay, so that's 0.5. This is one. Okay, so that's fireworks. Pussy is throbbing right I can feel like about to come, but it's like just right there. Okay, earthquake. 0.25. Earthquake is like a drop down, steady, up, steady, up, steady, up, steady, and then it gradually goes up, then it drops. one. Four. I should mention that there's like a little, what is that? That it can repeat itself. So if you say, like, if you're an earthquake and you want it to repeat, it can continuously repeat, or you could not let it repeat. Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh, fuck. All right. Now that I've finished going through all the patterns, you can, like I said, you can create a pattern. You can change how the pattern appears in your playlist. Like, you can start off slow, but if you think it's, too fast, you can reorder it so it's a little bit further down. Or however, whew, you want to do it. Oh my God. Come to the my playlist where I have put the patterns from my listeners, and I just want to say thank you so much to them. They were very, very eager to put this together for me. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate them taking the time out to actually to put it together for me. And y'all know who y'all are. Thank you. And I guess here we go. Wait, hold on. I just want to let y'all know that at one point I did close my legs and pressed. Around the tail. And it didn't cut off, so major kudos for that. So, those were, oh man, the patterns. I also, let me. catch my breath a little bit. I forgot to mention this, but you do get to text with your partner on the app. It's like a regular. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I'm just. This feels so good right now. Okay, hold on. All right. All right, so yes, you can text and talk to your partners on the app. You can send voice messages, you can send texts, you can send little, emojis. They have the option of going live, but that's probably only for Apple because I have an Android. So obviously it's not for me. Hopefully they bring it over to the Android side, but yeah. You have the option of going live. You can sync, obviously, video call, voice call. You can even input patterns into the chat. I think that's awesome. You can send those sexy photos of how you look, how wet you are, how hard you are, how much that the toy is making you or making you feel. So you have the option to send photos. I have no idea what this alarm is for. I guess if, oh, that's so cute. I'm just now checking this out. Sorry. This is an alarm where, an alarm type. You can send a pattern or a sound. You can repeat it Monday through Friday. Or what have you. You can name it whatever you want to name it. My partner, my boo-boo, my if you're into BDSM, my daddy, my sir, my miss, however you want to do it. But it also lets you set the time. So like if you're in different time zones, they let you set the time for your time zone and then the time zone for wherever your partner is at. So I think that's pretty neat. And patterns. The media, it says patterns you have saved during video and voice calls will show up here. So there's that. That's not a It's pretty decent app. I don't have any issues with it per se. I just know that gonna have to change my sheets. but I am very satisfied with the Lush 3. I'm so glad that I brought it. And I can probably even use it in conjunction with my other one, Lush One. So who knows? We'll see. So that is the end for Inside the Toy Box, Episode 5, Lush 3. Thank you so much for listening in. I hope you enjoyed it. I did. I really did. And I please look forward to Inside the Toy Box Episode 6, where I will be using oh God, I can't think right now. Oh my gosh, I want to come again. Where my next toy will be a self-ejaculating dildo. So that sounds like fun. Hopefully it is fun. Until then, this is Precious One for you.